This view of the 1960s as essentially a religious phenomenon has gained a good deal of respectability in recent years, and scholars now debate the finer points of its trajectory. The deeply perceptive journalist John Judas, for example, argues that the 1960s revolt had two phases, a post-millennial politics of hope, followed by a pre-millennial politics of despair, the latter ushered in by the escalation of the war, race riots at home, and the assassinations of Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King Jr. Post-millennialism and pre-millennialism are theologically freighted terms for two related religious visions. Post-millennialists believe that man can create a kingdom of God on earth. The social gospelers were mostly post-millennialists in their aspirations. They believed the Hegelian God state was the kingdom of heaven on earth. Pre-millennialists believe that the world is coming to an end and can't get better before it gets worse. Judas's chronological scheme has its merits, but ultimately it makes more sense to see these visions not as distinct phases of liberalism, but as contending strains within liberalism itself. The left has always had an apocalyptic streak. Lenin argued the worse the better. Georges Sorel's writings make no sense unless you understand that he saw politics as an essentially religious enterprise. The revolutionary vanguard has always demanded that destruction come before creation. The futurists, anarchists, vorticists, Maoists, and various other modernist and left-wing avant-gardes believed that hammers were for smashing first, building second. Hitler was, of course, a great believer in the social benefits of destruction, though, as he often explained, he understood that real power came not from destroying, but from corrupting institutions. We should also note the apocalyptic logic of progressivism generally. If the wheel of history, the state, is moving us forward to the kingdom of heaven, then any time the enemy takes over, we are moving in a metaphysically wrong direction. This is never more transparent than when the mainstream media describes socialistic reforms as a step forward, and free market ones as going backward or turning back the clock. And when non-progressives are in charge too long, the demands from the left to tear the whole thing down grow louder and louder. In other words, the apocalyptic fervor Judas identifies in the late 1960s had its roots not just in the disillusion of the Kennedy assassination and the failures of great society liberalism, but in the pent-up religious impulses inherent to progressivism generally.